Hallelujah. I thank you. I just want to give God the glory. Sounds like a wimp. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, am I having fun? I'll tell you. These two young ladies right here, you know, they've been around me a while. They have. I'll tell you, your mother is rejoicing.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Listen, I know God. Hallelujah. But a bunch of you fools don't. And you take on people and you think, you're real cool, you know? They do. They think you're real cool. So I want to address all liars, all lying bloggers, and all bums. I'll beat you as a dust before the wind.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Bob, there won't be any more blogs. More blogs. Won't be any more bloggers. They're on the run now.
Hallelujah.
Glory. They're on the run. Hallelujah. I think I'll chase you. Beat you up more. You wicked people. God bless you. But I can only contain my emotions for so long. And I have to show them. I just showed you some of them. You know, I don't mind beating you up at all. You know what to beat you as dust before the wind is? Man, only thing that dust does is get in your eyes. And that's been going on with me for a long time. All right, KD, how are you, girl?
Doing well.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you positive?
I am positive.
You were not a cheerleader, were you?
No.
Neither was I, but I'm turned to be one.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you. Oh, do we have a cheerleader here? Excellent. Huh? Do we? Well, do you have any courage or no cheerleaders? All right. Thank God. Amen. Well, I let you up here. Well, if you think I'm bashful, you're wrong. Has anybody got the guts to come up here and lead us in a chair for the Lord, right up here? Come on. Who are you?
Well, I will.
Who?
Terry Brown.
Get up here. Give it. Come
Thank
on.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Give the glory.
Amen.
Glory. God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Glory. She's better than I am at cheerleading. All right, let's move on. No, I can't move on. You liars and you lying bloggers. And your blogs, I drive you as down as a dust before the wind. They won't even know where to look for your dumb blog. You'll go as dust with your blog. Get that straight, liars. Amen. Well, it's fun when they start running, you know. I've got scouts out looking for you. Yeah, I've got scouts looking for you. They tell me they can't even find evidence of you. Good thing. What we got going on over here? All right, Katie. We're moving on to the 9th chapter of the book of Acts of the Apostles. Would you say that's true?
That is true.
Would you like to begin? Oh, you know what? This lady, this woman, wasn't even thinking about speaking the Word of God to the world. I'm not putting her down, Bob, but she wasn't even thinking that she was reading the Word of God by the Spirit of God to the whole world. I said, now what other kind of honor do you want? That's above what I'm doing right now. No, I'm kidding. But this is about almost a month she's been reading to the world. Look, well, you dance before the world, she does too. I don't know what you do for the world. But this ministry is sent to the world. Oh, you all sing to the world. That's what you do. So, what do you think? What you think about us moving on to the 9th chapter of the book of Acts? After they had stoned Stephen and he bowed down with a loud voice, give up the ghost. Don't sweat it, bloggers. I'm not giving up the ghost. You will. And nobody will miss you. No one will miss you. They will say, wonder where Blog went. Blow, you silly people. You are silly. You wouldn't believe my gospel. Amen. All right, Katie. Let's begin 9th chapter, verse 1.
Verse 1. And Saul.
Saul. He became the Apostle Paul later, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go.
And Saul yet...
Oh, wait a minute. Just listen to this message. If you think that there's no hope for you, I know you all think if God can save me, he can save anybody. But he might not. But let's see what Saul did. See, I committed a lot of sins, but I wasn't very zealous after the law of Moses. Get that thing out of my life. Too many thou shalt not. You read the law of Moses. That's got so many thou shalt not. You can't do anything. Go to church, fold your arms like a lap dog. Now, and bark. Now, let's go.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest.
You know what? That sounds like a bunch of these bloggers. Threatenings?
Yeah.
Are they a bunch of Sauls? You think it's possible that one of them might turn to Jesus? A bright light might shine in his eyes and convert him and start preaching Jesus? End up back here with me? That'll really be something. Let's go.
Okay, and verse 2, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Did you know, folks, there are those of you out there right now, oh, you're not Saul. You're not even like Saul. But you're kicking against the pricks. And Jesus is talking to you. He is talking to you. Why are you kicking against the pricks. Don't you know you cannot continue forever? Don't you know that? Oh, there are lots of you kicking against the pricks. Kathy, would you read on?
Verse 6, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me to do?
Oh, some of you might be saying right now, Lord, what would you have me to do? Well, listen, you blind thing. Let's go.
And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus.
His eyes were open, they couldn't see.
Right.
I understand that one, kind of. Only thing is, God blinded him. And your wicked witchcraft closed my eyes. I can see my hands. I still have 10 fingers. No, I got 8 and 2 thumbs. Let's go, Kathy.
But they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus. 9. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat or drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street that is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man.
Hear this. Ananias had heard by many about Saul. But let's hear what God said to Ananias about Saul. All right?
How much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Did you know there are people, zealous preachers, preachers, television preachers, church operators, not pastors, not many of them. You know, God, there might be one of you. There might be one of you that have done wicked things against the saints. You know that? There might be one. I'm not saying there is one. I'm saying there might be one of you that have done many wicked things. Zealous, preaching Christ, preaching on the TV. Oh, hammer the pulpit. I mean, really good. Or smooth. Jesus loves you. You never know. There just might be one left in the world. One left in the world that have done much damage to the body of Christ, but persecuted the body of Christ. There might be one. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm saying there might be one that has persecuted that little old widow woman that gave her last only bites to you. You wicked thing. Amen. There just might be one of you out there. One of you. That God wants to change your wicked ways. Just one. Oh, don't think that I would do any more than say glory to God about you. I already seen your wickedness. And I'd rejoice if God changed one of you. Oh, I would. Amen. If you've done wicked things against the church, against the body of Christ, I'm not talking about religion. You've done wicked things against religious people. No, I'm talking about the people that believe the gospel. That believe the gospel. You have done wicked things against them. Oh, yeah. You've tried to stop them from believing the gospel. One of them even said and wrote it, published it, and it was read to me, I'm going to deliver this man out of the ministry of Doyle Davidson. Well, you're crazy. Just what, if he might be the one that God says, well, I don't want him delivered. And I wonder what God might do to you. Oh, listen, folks. I know what I'm doing. I know who I am in Christ. And I know what God has sent me to do. And I know that if you mean one, you don't mean one. Have you ever heard of one red cent? You don't mean one red cent to me. You're nothing. Bony as you can be. Amen. Now, Kathy, what could we do next?
Verse 17, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes that had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their
what?
Light...
They wanted to kill him?
They wanted to kill him.
Paul? Oh, that great apostle? Go ahead.
But their lying wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were afraid of him. And believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed among the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which
they wanted to slay him too?
Yeah.
I know one liked him. No, that's not good, Kathy. You know, I begin to wonder if I have a ministry something like Paul's. I won't ask you, but I begin to wonder because I don't have a whole lot of friends, but I got some good ones, and they're solid. They're with me. They're with me. I'll tell you, they're with me. Thank God. And you can't touch us. It touch not God's anointed, and do his prophets no harm. He suffered kings to do them no wrong when there were few in number. Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Huh?
That's great.
I think so too. Especially when there's not a whole bunch of us in this building, but we got them all over the world. Amen. Go on, Kathy.
Verse 30. Which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria.
Rest? Where'd that come from? Go ahead.
And were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy.
Now this is Peter.
This is Peter.
Right, okay. We left Paul behind.
Right.
Go on.
And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas.
Oh, we have a Tabitha here.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead.
This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. And when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And for as much as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them.
Now Dorcas was Tabitha, right?
Yes.
Well, we just have a Tabitha, but her name's not Dorcas. It's gone. That I know of.
Well, if she was in Greece, we'd call her Dorcas.
Let's go on.
And garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turned him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise.
Rise.
And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa. And many believed in the Lord.
I have to tell you, I was on a bike trail in Plano several years back. And it was a big mess. But the biker slammed down on a concrete, slammed it there. On his head, hit his arm, had the helmet on, slammed down on the bike trail. Right when I was coming toward him, right, I was about maybe 10 feet from him when I got stopped. And there he lay. Like that. No movement, no breath. No, he wasn't breathing at all. Had no air in him. No, I didn't check his pulse. Didn't have to. Obeyed God. And he was lying there. And I placed my hand about 3 feet above him. I said, Father, bring life back to this man. And he went, looked up at me and said, what's happened? What's happened? Well, say what you want to. I know. God raised him from the dead. I don't need any medical people to tell me anything. Did you know that? Nah, I don't need that. You wouldn't know anyhow. God, raise that man from the dead. Let's go.
One more verse. And it came to pass that he tarried many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner.
That it?
That's it.
You know where Joppa is? You go to Tel Aviv, and you go out to the Mediterranean coast, which is not far away. You go left, which is south, and there's Joppa. Thank God I've been there about 3 times. Now, I'm happy to be preaching this gospel in the name of Jesus. And I'm really enjoying slamming these flying bloggers and their blogs down as a dust before the wind.